What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Andrew Wilson, and VMI cadets out there in the SoCon. Coach Wilson looking good. This nice cadet shirt out there. I see you representing very well. Coach, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I was trying to make sure I look my best, you know, coming on your show. And this is about as nice as I dress around here at VMI. So
I hear that, man. Coach, can you believe it's already getting to you? See, you two already, man. We talked this time last year, man. And it's already getting the year 2K, leaving kind of flowing by for me and you, man.
No, it's crazy how fast it goes. And I feel like I was just talking to you yesterday. And I know it was about a year ago at this time. And, you know, a lot has happened here at VMI since that time. And, you know, VMI is such a unique institution. It's different than any other college that I've ever been at. And, you know, so I learned a lot my first year. And, you know, a lot of people on the outside thought it was a tough year for us and for our coaching staff, but I knew it was going to be a rebuilding job when I took over here. And I feel like we've got some great pieces in place, being about 15 months into taking the job now. I feel like we got some great pieces in place and the building blocks for success moving forward. And so I'm really excited about that.
And I saw, Coach, where you say had signed 9 signees, 2023 signees, man. Pretty much signed the whole roster, man, and signees, man. So talk about, like you said, a full rebuild job and just truly signing 9 guys in 2023 signee class. That's truly a rebuilding job for sure.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, we're in a new era of college athletics, and, you know, things have changed quickly because of NCAA rules. And, you know, it's allowed more freedom for players to have other options. And, you know, one thing I'm excited about is the way that I have to build it here at VMI, and that's through taking high school players. We cannot take transfers at VMI. We don't have grad school at VMI. And so I'm going to build this thing the old school way through the high school ranks. And so we were the youngest team in the country my first season. We're going to be even younger this next season. I'm having my staff do a little bit of research right now. I think we might be the youngest team in the history of college basketball. We're going to have 9 of our 13 scholarship guys are going to be freshmen. Another one of our guys will be a sophomore. So we're going to be incredibly young with youth all across the board. I'm going to be reliant on my freshmen to play major roles within my program. I think that helped me during the recruiting process with being able to sell an opportunity here. And we've got some real talent here. And so now – my coaching staff and I, we just got to figure out how to bring it all together, how to create that great team chemistry on the court And but I'm excited about this group.
Now, Coach, if you and my Coach Wilson, are you all allowed to bring guys in for the summertime, or is that not to the fall, which our schoolhouse starts in August?
Yeah, that's a great question. We just finished our first week last week, our first week of workouts. And so we are allowed to bring guys on campus in the summertime. This summer, it actually worked out perfect. We were eligible to go on a foreign trip this summer, so we are going to do that. We're going to the Bahamas at the end of July. So we'll get 6 weeks of team workouts and practice, and then get the opportunity to take our team down to the Bahamas, stay at the Atlantis Resort for 5 nights, and hopefully be a great bonding experience for such a young group.
100%, Coach. And I feel like those 10 extra practices is going to be really good for your young guys too, because, you know, having a team that young, they have to get reps of how the things done to be in my way, how they put on uniforms the right way, practice, how we practice, how we eat, how we work out, how we do our strength and conditioning drills. It's like really a how-to this time. So any extra reps they get of how-to is a great thing.
Well, it's funny to hear you say all that stuff. You sound like me talking to my coaching staff right now. And you get reminded every year around this time that freshmen literally don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to eat the right way. They don't know how to – they don't know their way around a weight room. They don't know how to go at game speed and practice every single day and drills that you're doing. And so you have to build all these habits with all your young guys. And it's really a great opportunity for my staff and I to, you know, for 9 guys to have 9 freshmen and to really just build this thing from the bottom up. And that's what we're doing right now. We're in the building stages of this program. And like I said, we've got some serious talent. I think because of the way that the NCAA rules are structured, it's actually enabled programs like us to go out and recruit a higher level high school kid, because so many other colleges are looking in the transfer portal right now. And so I think that's actually helped us on the recruiting front. And so now it's just a matter of building the program up.
Well, Coach, remember, I'm a coach's son, so I've heard my dad say these things before. I got a cheat code. I've heard my dad go through these things before, so I kind of know from my father.
Yeah, I know being a coach's son is not always easy. It's got a lot of perks to it as well, but I'm sure my kids, I've got 3 young children of my own, and I know they hear things all the time that I'm saying, and they could probably rehearse it just as good as I can. So,
100%, like, it's like even now, Coach Wilson, when I watch a game, my dad, he's quizzing me, Dad, I know what they're doing, they're icing it. I know they're icing it, I know they're hard hits, and I know they're on the nail, Dad. You gotta remind me, I know.
Yeah, you know that coaching terminology.
Yes. Hey, yeah. He's 84 years old, because when he said his legal pad out, still taking notes. And I'm like, Dad, we're watching the finals. He's like taking notes. What do you see? What do you like, Dad? Just watch the game in peace.
I tell you, once that coaching gets in your blood, it's hard to get it out. And you know, it's like a drug. You become addicted to it. And you know, you can't get away from it. Even if you step away from coaching, it's just a habit, you know.
Yes, we go like here. Even with my sons, he's coaching them on the Fisher Price go.
I love to hear it.
I was like, Dad, he's only 4. Come on. But you know, it's funny. But my son loves it though. He loves his grandpa giving him corners. He loves it. It's like, you can't be too deep with him, Dad. He's only 4.
I tell you, it's a different way of life. It's a different way to grow up. Being a coach's child and, you know, growing up in a gym or on a field or wherever you are, and just being around the team, being around the guys, and growing up in that environment, you know, it can be a really fun way for a kid to grow up. And but you definitely pick certain things up, you know, from your dad, and they stick with you. So
yes, they do. You know, I told him many a times, said, Dad, you know, he's still insistent to me. JR, you should have went into coaching. I'm like, Dad, I'm too intense, and the smile will fool you. I'm an intense guy. I'll curse the kid out if you don't do it the right way. I'll get fired after a week, okay? I know myself. But no, it's wonderful, coach. That's very wonderful. But I'm gonna tell you, man, like you're also going to Arizona for the Arizona tip-off. So talk about that, man, that opportunity to play against talent like that early on in the non-con.
Yeah, so you know, like a lot of other schools, I try to challenge our guys in the out-of-conference schedule. You know, I try to put together a schedule that's gonna help prepare us for Southern Conference play. And but also you have to get the right mix, especially with having such a young team and really having no foundation to fall back on because of the youth on our team. And so, you know, we're gonna open up at Richmond. We're gonna go to South Carolina, I think, the week after that. And then after that South Carolina game, we'll go out to Arizona for two games and open up against South Dakota. And I think it's going to be two games that we can be very competitive in. I try to get our guys away from the state of Virginia, especially during the non-conference play. I want them to be able to see different parts of the country, be able to experience different things. And so I think that's really important. Right after we go out there to Arizona for those two games, we're going to go to Air Force Academy and play in Colorado Springs. So we're kind of going to stay out on the West Coast a little bit, go from Arizona to Colorado. I've got players from all over the country. We have to nationally recruit here at VMI. And so one thing I try to do is get our players in front of their families and friends and try to get them back home for a game and to give their loved ones an opportunity to come see them play in person. And so we've got a young man from California on our roster this year. So I know they're going to be able to make that trip to Arizona. And then one of our best players returning, who's going to be a sophomore, Tayshaun Jackson, grew up in Colorado. So his family is going to be able to come and see him play when we go to Air Force Academy. And so I'm hopeful that some of these trips that we're making, they'll be not only help prepare us for Southern Conference play, but be a good team bonding experience for us, get our guys back home in front of some of their family and loved ones. And those are some of the things that I try to accomplish with our out-of-conference schedule.
Coach Wilson, how much is the way we're here on Zoom? How's that much has it helped you recruiting wise, making it more national? Because I feel like Zoom is really important. I do use a lot of business on Zoom as well, besides interviews as well. So how has Zoom helped you recruit young men and show them the campus before they get there a little bit?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of Zoom. I'm a little bit old school with it. I like to sit down in front of somebody and be able to feel their vibes and to be able to see their body language. And you can't always do that on Zoom. And so I use Zoom when it's necessary. But I do prefer to get in front of kids. Again, our recruiting strategy is probably vastly different from the majority of other colleges just because of the type of institution that VMI is. And so while a lot of other schools are looking for transfers, can kind of recruit from other colleges, can turn on any film on their laptop in their office and pull up any game or any clip from a Division I transfer. We're doing it a little differently. We're recruiting these high school kids. So I'll typically watch a lot of film on a kid and decide if I have a lot of interest in them. And then if I do, I'm going to fly out to go see them. So if the kid's in California, the kid's in Alaska, the kid's in Hawaii, I don't really care. I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to go get in front of them and see them and try to sell the opportunity that we have, but also get a feel for that young man and if I think they'll be a good fit here at VMI. So I'm a little bit old school in that regard. I know it might not be the most efficient way, but that's the way that I prefer to do it.
Coach, I'm old school in many ways too. Like, but it's one thing about Zoom is good is that I don't have to go to the studio anymore. Well, you know, Atlanta traffic is horrible. I got to
Oh, that's right.
to
That's right. Well,
Midtown.
I live in Lexington, Virginia, so the traffic isn't quite as bad as it is down there in Atlanta. And I get reminded how bad it is because they have so many AAU tournaments down in Atlanta. So I find myself just about every recruiting weekend on the calendar, I find myself down in Atlanta trying to jump from gym to gym and getting stuck in traffic. And I get reminded of how much that I don't miss that Atlanta traffic every time I come down
Yeah, because I'm in Stockbridge. So trying to go to Midtown Atlanta from Stockbridge to interviews is like, I must do the Zoom thing from the basement of my cover of my basement.
Hey, the worst stretch of traffic in the country is I-75 South, just south of Atlanta, going down towards Stockbridge. And you're guaranteed to get stuck just about every time. So
you already know it. So I'm like, hey, I prefer to talk to you in person. Hey, let's come to the studio. Nah, I'll do those Zoom. We'll see you, but I'll see you when I get from all this 75 South traffic, you know? Now, will you be a Lake Point coach?
At Lake Point? Yeah, I'll be at Lake Point. And I spend a lot of time at Lake Point. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and then I'll be there the first recruiting weekend in July. So I'll be there. Yep, for sure.
I'll see you. I'll be there the whole time. I'm going to be there being in the middle of work with coaches. I'll be there with you all, man.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to go get a meal at Doug's place when we're there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have my Hawks polo. I'll be moving and shaking in the coaches. And be like, where's your wristband at? I'm here for the coaches. Leave me alone.
That sounds good, man. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, sir. I'll be there before I go to Summer League. So that's my summer, man. Lake Point, Summer League. Then I'm doing the Atlanta Tennis Tournament, Atlantic Station. I'm doing that for 9 days, too. So my whole July is pretty much booked up. But I'm going to have some fun no matter what, though, Coach.
Yeah, you got to love it, man. This basketball stuff is year-round now, and it never ends. You know, just when you think you're getting a little bit of a break, and something else comes up, and you know, so it's year round.
100%, Coach. I look forward to seeing you Lake Point. I know you'll be there, man. I'll shoot you a text when we get to town. Shoot me a text, and I will figure it out. But I'll be there all those days, man. I look forward to seeing you, man. I'll see what you do this year with your younger roster. I'm confident you'll get this thing going the right way because I know what kind of character you have, kind of young men you're recruiting, man.
All right, man. Sounds good. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you again for doing it, man.
All right, take care.
All right. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.